Welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, showcasing programs from radio's golden years. I'm your host, Mark DeVonier. In this hour, mystery. Later on, we hear the first broadcast in the Fat Man series, but right now it's Bulldog Drummond. The syndicated episode from June 16th, 1948, called Death in the Deep.
Out of the fog, out of the night, and into his American adventures comes Bulldog Drummond.
Snarling silver cracks of lightning flash across the black sky. The brooding wind whips at the heavy rain. The water churns itself into waves of white-capped anger. The elements rage, as here in the storm-swept sea, man plots his age-old crime against man, murder. Denny and I were out on the West Coast on a weekend holiday of deep-sea fishing.
Well, it looks as though we're going to have some rough going, sir.
Yes, better head it back for Catalina, Denny.
Even at top speed, Catalina should be a good 3-hour run from here, and this storm is going to cut our rate down considerably.
I know, but I'd rather not trust this boat to ride us out of the twister blowing toward us. Swing her around and throttle as much as she'll take.
Very well, sir.
Better switch on the head beams. It'll be as black as pitch in a few moments.
Right, sir. Captain Drummond.
What is it, Denny?
Look, sir. Up ahead in our headlight beam, there's a man in the water.
Hurry, give it more speed.
This is all she'll safely take, sir. He's gone, sir. I don't see him.
Swing to your right. There he is, about 50 feet ahead.
I see him, sir.
All right. Now try to hold it to this course.
I'm trying, sir, but the waves are forcing us off.
Just a few feet more. Quickly now, cut the motor down.
You see him, sir?
Yes, he's off the port side here.
Be careful, sir. We're turning into the lee of the waves.
I've got him, Denny. Come here, help me pull him in.
But the wheel, sir.
Never mind the wheel. Come on, hurry.
Yes, sir.
All right, now grab his other arm.
I have it, sir.
Put him up.
There.
All right, now let him down easy. Right here on the bench.
He's certainly a lucky fellow, Captain Drummond. We reached him just in time. He couldn't have lasted much longer.
Denny, he isn't as lucky as you think.
What, sir?
He's dead.
Dead? But I don't understand, sir. He was swimming when we first saw him. He was afloat when you grabbed him in the water. He wasn't drowned.
No, he wasn't drowned, Denny. Look here, this bullet hole in his chest. He was murdered.
Almost unbelievable, Captain Drummond.
Well, that corpse below in the cabin is very believable, Denny.
But where could he have come from? We're at least 60 miles from land.
He was evidently on a boat. Probably a large one.
A large one? How do you know that, sir?
These papers.
Where did you get them?
They were in his trouser pocket. His name is Ralph Simpson. These papers are seaman's credentials.
Then he was working aboard the ship?
Yes.
Well, that does clear things up a bit, eh? We should be able to trace the name of the vessel Simpson was on when we get back to shore.
Yes, Denny, if we get back to shore.
If.
Right now, I'm more concerned about some unpleasant facts other than Ralph Simpson's murder. Look at our gas gauge. It's dropping much too quickly. The storm is rising in intensity every minute.
Captain Drummond, look! Look, sir, to our starboard, lights!
Across the reach of darkness, I saw them. Dim little yellow lights that flickered and danced. Through the mounting fury of the waves, we pushed slowly in their direction. Gradually, the lights grew larger and larger. Gradually, as we moved closer and closer, the outlines of a good-sized yacht took shape.
All right, Denny.
We're coming alongside. Drop the speed.
Yes, sir. How's that, sir?
A little more. That's it. I can make out a Jacob's ladder. It's hanging up ahead a bit. Cut your motor. I've got it. Bring the line here.
Coming, sir.
We'll tie up to this ladder.
There you are, sir.
I take an oath, sir, right here and now, never, never again will I leave terra firma.
Yes, Steady, once you get back to it.
Well, the size of this yacht, I'd say, makes that a certainty, sir.
All right, now. Our boat is tied fast. Up we go. You first.
With pleasure, sir. I leave our floating matchstick with no regrets.
Better spare your comments if we get on deck, Denny. These ladders have no respect for land legs.
All right, here, sir. Let me give you a hand.
Thanks, I can make it.
Well, now the storm can rage its worst, sir. We're safe and sound.
That's odd.
What, sir?
The chart house over there.
What about it?
No one's in it. It's empty. There's no one at the wheel of the ship.
Well, they're probably just letting it ride out the storm.
They are, Daddy. It certainly is in an unorthodox manner. Come on.
Where are we going, sir?
The cabin's on the rear deck. After all, we owe someone thanks for this nautical hitchhike.
That's right, so we do, sir.
Wait! Why did you two come out on deck? Don't you realize? What are you doing here? Where did you come from?
I'm sorry to shock you this way.
Who are you?
Our boat was caught in the storm. We tied up alongside and took the liberty of coming aboard. My name is Drummond, Captain Hugh Drummond.
And I am...
You shouldn't have come on here. You shouldn't have come.
Believe me, we'd prefer not to intrude, but circumstances...
Get off this ship.
Oh, now, see here, young lady. There are certain rules of the sea that require you to give us
Get
refuge.
Get off, do you hear? Get off.
I'd like to discuss our leaving with the captain, so if you'll be kind enough to show me to him...
Listen, you fools. I'm telling you this for your own good. Get off while there's still a chance. There's death aboard this ship. There's death on it everywhere.
Now go on with your story.
But he'll find me here. He'll kill me just like he'll kill the others. I know it, Captain Drummond. I know it. We can't escape.
Now, don't worry. You're safe here. Denny is guarding the door to this chart house.
Nothing can stop him. He'll kill us all, every one of us. Don't you see we haven't a chance?
Maybe you will have a chance. If you'll just try to get hold of yourself so I can get some sense out of all this.
What can I tell you?
First, who are you?
Mrs. Hilton. Claire Hilton.
Well, now that's a start. Now about the killer and his victims.
We were invited aboard this ship for a weekend cruise.
Who do you mean by we?
My husband, Charles Hilton, and his three business partners. Robert Stevens, Sidney Kramer, and George Wilson. They have a brokerage firm on the coast.
And your host, who is he?
We didn't know at the time.
What do you mean by that?
Well, Charles and I had just returned from Chicago. My husband suffered a stroke last January. He lost the use of his legs. I took him to Chicago to see a specialist. His answer was the same as all the others. There was no hope. Charles will be confined to a wheelchair the rest of his life. Well, as I was saying, we had just returned home when we received the invitation to come on this cruise. The invitation was signed Mr. X.
Mr. X?
Yes. We thought it was some sort of a lark.
And Mr. Hilton's partners received the same invitation?
Yes. We all decided to accept. I thought the trip would be good for Charles. We came aboard this morning. Our host didn't make his appearance. We tried to find out from the captain who he was. But he wouldn't tell us. He said we'd find out tonight.
And you did?
Charles did. My husband was alone in his cabin. He came in to talk to him. To tell him that none of us would return from the trip alive.
The captain told him that?
No. Our host, Richard Gaines, He said he'd come back someday. He said he'd come back and get them all.
Look here, I realize you're very upset, but I still don't understand. Just who is this Richard Gaines?
He was a junior member in the brokerage firm. Gaines manipulated a security fraud. My husband and his partners found out about it. Gaines asked him for a chance to cover his swindle. They refused. He was arrested and given 5 years.
And now he's out of prison.
Yes. We'd all forgotten about him, and now he's aboard this boat, and he'll kill us all, just as he told Charles.
Did you tell the ship's captain the facts?
No.
Why not?
We couldn't find him. We looked everywhere. We couldn't find him. We don't
Mrs.
know...
Mrs. Hilton.
Yes.
The captain, his name was Ralph Simpson. Is that right?
Yes. How do you know?
I found him. He's in the cabin of my boat, dead.
What?
That's right. Simpson was murdered.
Gaines. He wanted him out of the way so he could do to us what he wanted.
So it appears. And now, Mrs. Hilton, I should like to meet your husband and his associates.
Charles is in his cabin. He's locked himself in.
And the others?
In the main cabin. They're...
Yes, Denny, what is it?
There's someone down on the deck. I just caught glimpses of him slipping in and out of the shadows. I'm sure he's making his way toward this chart house.
Gaines, it's he.
What is she talking about, sir? Who is this Gaines?
I'll explain later, Denny. You stay here, Mrs. Hilton.
No. Please, don't leave me alone. Please, don't leave me here.
All right. You walk back behind us. Come on, Denny. Where did you spot him last?
Dashed behind that lifeboat just ahead, sir.
Wait.
What is it, sir?
There's a figure coming from behind the lifeboat.
He's coming this way.
It's Gaines, Captain Drummond. He's coming.
Quiet, don't move. We'll wait till he comes abreast, and then...
Sir!
Stand back, don't move. All right, come on.
But those shots, sir!
Evidently, those shots weren't meant for us, Denny.
How do you know?
Because the bullets found their mark. Right here, Denny, by the rail.
A man!
The man who came from behind the lifeboat.
It's Robert. It's Robert Stevens.
He's dead, sir.
Yes?
Of course he's dead. We'll all be dead. Oh. None of us will get off this ship alive. None of us.
I had Denny watch over Mrs. Hilton in the chart house while I went to the main cabin to see what I could do for the others. I told Sidney Kramer and George Wilson what had happened to the ship's captain and their associate, Robert Stevens.
I told him not to go out. I told Stevens not to go.
That's right. He might still be alive if he listened to you, Kramer.
Sure. In union, there's strength. Let's all stick in here and get it together.
Oh, shut up, Wilson. You've had too much.
Kramer's right, Wilson. I suggest you hold up on that stuff a bit.
You do you? Well, who asked you into this? This is our party, and I'm making it a good one for me. Drink, for tomorrow we die. Yeah, tomorrow, the next hour, the next minute.
You're not helping things, Wilson. You're just making them worse for yourself.
Why don't you be a good guy and do what Captain Drummond says?
Yeah? Why?
Because, you fool, maybe he can get us all off this spot. Maybe he can get Gaines before he gets us.
With what? What is he going to get him with?
There might be ways.
Don't kid yourself, Drummond. Nobody's swimming home from here. Nobody. Not even you. Stevens thought he could duck him. How did Stevens look when you found him, Drummond? Go ahead, tell us about it again. Kramer here might like to hear it again.
Stop it.
Kramer.
Yes, Captain Drummond?
What about Charles Hilton? Has either one of you seen him?
Well, we tried to get in to talk to him. He wouldn't open his cabin door. He said he wouldn't open it for anybody.
No, sir. Charlie Hilton's got it all figured out. He's just going to sit in his cabin nice and tight. He's not going to open his door for anybody. No, sir. Not even for Gaines.
Wouldn't he let his wife in?
No one.
Not even Mrs. Charlie Hilton would he let in. Not even her. Well, that's a sweet husband for you.
Why don't you get out of here, Wilson?
Now, that's a great idea. It's the best idea you ever had, Kramer. Now, why didn't I think of that?
Wilson.
What do you want?
Where are you going?
To my cabin. I'm going to bed.
Wilson, wait.
Get your hands off me.
Wilson, for heaven's sake, listen to him.
There's a chance I can save you if you'll do as I say.
I'll take my own chances my own way. Now, get your hand off.
Wilson, wait. Kramer, you stay here.
Oh, what are you going to do?
I'm bringing Wilson back.
But what about me? You can't leave me alone here.
I'll be back just as soon.
No, don't you see? If I'm alone, he'll kill me. That's what he's waiting for. That's just what he's waiting for.
No!
Wilson.
Come on with me.
I don't see him. Where could he have gone? Wilson!
Wait, hold it.
Aren't you going to look for Wilson?
We don't have to look any further, Kramer.
What are you doing? What did you pick up there?
See for yourself. It rolled up against the rail.
A bottle?
Yes, a bottle Wilson had with him.
But where is he?
I think Captain Drummond. Are you all right?
Yes, Denny, I'm all right.
What happened?
Mrs. Hilton and I heard the scream from the chart house.
It was Wilson.
Gaines?
Yes.
Where is Wilson, sir?
Somewhere in those waves below, Denny. Wilson was pushed over this rail to his death.
Well, the storm seems to be subsiding somewhat, sir.
It may be just a temporary lull, but in case it's a real break, we're going to take advantage of it.
What do you have in mind, sir?
I noticed there were some gasoline tins aft. Get a rope and lower them to our boat. If the storm does let up, I'm taking Mrs. Hilton and Kramer back to Catalina.
What about Charles, Captain Drummond? What about my husband?
Well, naturally, he's coming with us, too.
If you can get him out of that cabin he's locked himself in.
I'll get him out. Now, Denny, you go ahead and take care of those gasoline tins.
Yes, sir. Right away.
All right, Mrs. Hilton. Now, Kramer, you and I will see what we can do about prevailing on your husband.
Charles' cabin is the last one at the end of this corridor.
We'll let Mrs. Hilton do the talking, Kramer. We'll try it that way first.
All right.
Here it is.
Very well. Go ahead, Mrs. Hilton.
Charles! Charles, it's Claire. Let me in. Charles, let me in, please. There's someone here to help us.
He probably thinks it's a trick. Hilton! Claire's telling the truth. Open the door. We do have someone to help us. We can beat Gaines at his own game now. Unlock the door, Hilton. Let us in.
No use. I know how he is. I know how stubborn he can be.
All right. Stand back, Mrs. Hilton. Kramer, you get over here.
What are you going to do?
We're breaking this door in. Get ready, Kramer. Drive into it with all your might.
I'm ready.
All right. Let's go. All right. Harder. It's starting to give. Another one should do it. Well.
Charles, are you all... Captain Drummond, he's not here. Charles isn't here.
Captain Drummond! Captain Drummond!
Back here, Denny, on the aft deck.
Say, I've been looking all over for you, sir.
We were making a search below deck.
Search? For what?
My husband. He wasn't in the cabin.
Hilton, too, sir?
Yes, my Charles, too.
Now, I told you, Mrs. Hilton, there's a chance that your husband may be all right.
Of course, Claire. Maybe he decided to hide someplace else. Don't you worry. We'll find him, and you'll see he'll be just fine.
No, it's no use. It happened to Charles just like it did to the others.
But his wheelchair wasn't in the cabin. That means he got out of there. If Gaines had gotten in there, he would have... Well...
It looks as if the storm is letting up, Denny. Did you take care of the gasoline?
No, sir. That's why I was looking for you.
What do you mean?
Well, I got the tins as far as the Jacob's Ladder, and then I discovered it. I can't understand how it happened.
Denny, what in the devil are you talking about?
Our boat, sir. It wasn't tied to the bottom of the ladder where we left it. The boat's gone.
Captain Drummond!
Yes, Kramer?
Come here.
What is it?
Look over there. Across the deck, at the rail.
Why, sir, it's an empty wheelchair.
Yes. Empty. Gaines got Hilton. And now, that leaves me. How's Mrs. Hilton, Captain Drummond?
She was quite hysterical. They gave her a sedative.
Captain Drummond.
Yes, Kramer?
You know, I consider myself a very lucky man.
We're all very lucky. Those of us who were left...
Well, I owe you a great deal. If you hadn't been aboard, Gaines wouldn't have left in your boat before his work was finished. Now, I'm alive and headed home.
You know, you can really thank Denny for this trip back to shore. He found the emergency flare gun that brought this Coast Guard cutter to our rescue.
Well, maybe, Captain Drummond, I'm being just a little too optimistic, huh?
What do you mean by that?
Well, Gaines is still loose. You know as well as I do that he won't stop until he gets to me. Or at least makes a good stab at it.
I wouldn't worry too much about Gaines if I were you, Kramer. When we boarded this cutter, I had the officer in charge send out an alarm to pick up my boat. I also had a radiogram sent to the California State Police. I don't think you or Mrs. Hilton will have anything more to fear from Gaines.
But what if he escapes the police? Will we get protection?
Oh, yes, yes, I'm taking care of that. I'm seeing to it that both you and Mrs. Hilton will be watched very closely.
Who is it?
It's Claire, Charlie.
I thought you'd never get up here to the lake.
This is the first chance I had. Drummond's been having one of the city cops keeping an eye on me.
What? You have someone on your trail and you come up here? You crazy fool. What's the matter with you? You want to ruin everything?
Oh, don't get excited, Charlie, dear. That cop was only put there for my protection. He thought I went to bed. It was easy to slip out of the house. Ah, there's not a thing to worry about, believe me.
You sure, Claire?
Mm-hmm. Charlie.
What?
Aren't you going to kiss your loving one?
Yeah, sure.
Such enthusiasm, really.
Well, how do you expect me to feel? I spent years setting up a foolproof plan. Everything is set to go just right, perfect. And then that Drummond comes along.
Yeah, it was a bad break.
And all the trouble I go through so we can get what we want. I fake my way into a wheelchair. I kill Gaines when he gets out of prison. I fix it so he looks like the one they'll be after. I hire that boat so I can get rid of my partners the good, safe way.
It was a good plan, Charlie. You'd have that business all to yourself. We'd be on Easy Street the rest of our lives.
It's not too late, Claire. We still can be there.
What do you mean?
They'll still be looking for Gaines, just like I planned. Won't they?
Yeah.
They think I'm dead, don't they?
Yeah, very dead, Charlie.
All right, so I can still get what I want. We just have to change it a little bit, that's all.
What are you going to do?
The only one standing between us and the money is Kramer. I'll get Kramer like I did the rest.
Well, what about you? You'll have to stay dead.
That's the idea, Claire. With Kramer out of the way, the business goes to you. Now, that's the way I set the company up. You sell the business out. I meet you in Mexico. How does that sound to you, Claire?
Well, to tell you the truth, Charlie, it doesn't sound too good.
What do you mean?
It sounds better to me if you were really dead.
Huh?
Really dead, Charlie. Like you're supposed to be, really dead. Like this gun will make you.
Oh. Hey, come on, will you?
Don't move, Charlie.
What is this, Claire? What kind of a joke is this?
Yeah, no joke, Charlie. It's no joke at all. I just don't like the idea of living with a dead man. I like an idea of my own better. I like the idea of having all that money. So, you're going to be as dead as Gaines is. I'll take care of Kramer myself. They'd never suspect me. Just as you planned it, Gaines will be the one they'll suspect. Only dead men don't talk, do they, Charlie? They don't talk. How does that idea sound to you?
Drop that gun, Mr.
Captain Drummond.
I said drop it. Thank you. All right, Denny, get it?
Yes, sir.
So, Mrs. Hilton, this is your dear departed husband.
A cute couple, eh, Captain Drummond?
Yes, about as cute as a pair of rattlesnakes.
No comment from the Hiltons, sir.
I'm sure the Hiltons said much more than they cared to have anyone hear.
It was very revealing listening, didn't you think so?
The jury will find it more damaging than revealing, Denny. And Hilton, talking about damaging evidence, I've got something in my pocket I want to show you. These rubber heels. I removed them from the shoes I found in your cabin aboard the Death Ship. It struck me as rather peculiar that an invalid who had been confined to a wheelchair should have his heels run down in such a marked manner. I decided to let these heels follow in your wife's footsteps. As you see, Mrs. Hilton was most obliging.
And that, sir, I'd say, about closes the matter, eh?
Just about, Denny. Oh, no, not quite. There's one more thing I did want to mention. These two were exchanging ideas a moment ago. Well, a court of law will soon present an entirely different idea to the Hiltons. And I was just wondering how that idea is going to sound to them. The shortest distance between two points is a straight line. But when there's a woman in the case, a few curves will get you there quicker. And once there, you might run into murder. I call this story, Death Has a New Look. Be sure to listen, won't you?
Bulldog Drummond, on Tuned to Yesterday from June 16th, 1948, first heard on the Mutual Broadcasting System. It's an hour of mystery. On Tuned to Yesterday, I'm your host, Mark Levonier. And in large part, it's a mystery where all of the shows from the Fat Man series have gone off to. Only about 13 remain from the American version of the series as heard on ABC from January of 1946 through September of 1951. There was a fire at the ABC warehouse in the 1960s that destroyed much of their collection, but most of the programs from the show's six-year run have failed to turn up. What we'll hear next is the very first episode of the series from January 21st, 1946. J. Scott Smart stars as Brad Runyon in the case of the 19th Pearl.
Wait, 247. Fortune, danger.
Who is it?
The Fat Man.
The American Broadcasting Company brings you Dashiell Hammett's latest and most fascinating character, the Fat Man. The hard-boiled, hard-hitting adventures of a criminologist who tips the scale at 247 pounds. Tonight's adventure, the 19th Pearl. And now, here is the Fat Man.
One of the worst things about being fat is feeling thin. That extra load you carry around is something you never think about till you bump into a full-length mirror or drop a penny into a drugstore scale. Even then, you don't feel fat. The only time you really feel it is when you run into a beautiful woman. That's when the old collar kind of chokes you and your hands look big and your legs are hard to cross. That's when you're glad you've got a busy job like mine, solving crime. This one began in Grand Central Station, right near the information center. My mother was going away for a weekend. I was there to put her on the train.
You don't have to wait around till the gates open, son. I've gotten untrained before.
It's all right, Ma. It's a free night for me anyway. Want some peanuts?
For heaven's sake, no.
I do. Be right back. Bag peanuts, Jenny.
All right.
Better make it two.
Here you are. Okay.
Sorry, sister. I didn't mean to bump into you.
It's all right. I wasn't looking where... Please, will you do me a favor?
Hmm?
It's terribly important. Here, hold this bag for me. Oh, quick, he's coming.
Who?
Don't let him see me. He mustn't know I'm here.
Well, why not? What have you done?
Nothing. I... Stand in front of me, will you? Quick. Put your arms around me as if you were kissing me goodbye.
Say, what kind of a game is this?
Please, cover my face and kiss me.
Okay, sister. How's this?
Hold it.
How long?
Oh, no. No, don't stop. Just keep your arms around me.
As long as you say, baby. You know, I've heard about things like this, but I never figured it would happen to a guy like me.
All right. That's enough.
I wish I thought so. We ought to do this more often.
I'll have to run now. He's gone.
Maybe you'll be back.
Oh, no. No. I mustn't miss the train. Thanks ever so much for helping me.
Hey, wait a minute. Aren't you going to tell
me?
No,
there isn't time.
But I don't even know. Okay, sister. Two ships that pass in the night.
Well, that was a fond farewell. Who was it, dear?
I don't know.
What?
Never saw her before in my life.
Is that why you were kissing her?
Don't make a romance out of it, Ma. She just borrowed me for a quick hug, and that's all there was to it.
Well, I don't know that it's wise to kiss strange women in stations, son. Have you still got your watch?
I've got more than my watch, Ma. I've still got her bag.
But how do you know she's on this train, dear?
I saw her duck into the car ahead.
Well, leave the bag with me. I'll give it to her as soon as we pull out of the station.
Are you kidding?
Son, we're going to start in a moment.
It's all right. I'll ride up to 125th Street.
Just to give her back her bag?
That's a good enough reason.
Well, be sure you get off at 125th Street. Oh, we're moving.
Okay, Ma. I'll take the bag up to her now.
What's the matter?
That dame's on the platform. I'm getting off.
Careful, son. Watch your step.
Sure, sure. See you later.
Bye.
Good evening, beautiful.
Oh, you frightened me.
I didn't the last time. You want to play some more?
I don't think so.
Well, don't go away. I still got your bag.
Oh, well, thank you.
What's this all about, kid? Who'd you knock off?
I beg your pardon.
Well, you must have done something, otherwise you wouldn't be running away.
Why not? Can't I be running away from danger? There's a man following me.
The guy on that train?
How did you know he was on it?
Simple arithmetic. You got on to give him the slip. He must have followed you. Otherwise, you wouldn't have got off.
That's exactly what happened.
What else happened?
I don't know what you mean.
Come on, kid. Tell me the truth or I won't help you.
I don't know that I want you to help me.
Okay, sister. I'll walk right out of the picture.
No. No, wait.
Changed your mind?
No. A man who's been following me changed it.
Huh?
He's standing right over there on the platform.
You'll be safe here, Miss Evans.
Is this your office?
Yeah. Step in.
Thank you.
Sit down. Make yourself at home. Every chair in this place is comfortable.
Have you sampled them all?
Everyone. There's one thing I hate, it's sitting on hard wood. Have an apple, Miss Evans?
No thanks.
Awful good.
No thanks.
Well, tell me now, how long has this guy been following you?
About 3 days.
And you don't know who he is or what he's after?
No.
What do you do for a living, Miss Evans?
I'm an actress.
On the stage?
When I'm working.
Maybe I've seen you.
Not in New York. I haven't done anything here yet.
Rich daddy?
No. No daddy at all.
Then what keeps you in those gorgeous clothes?
I have a private income. My father left me some money.
Those beautiful pearls, too?
These aren't real.
Aren't they? Let me see them.
Don't you believe me?
No.
Why not?
Because you're not a very good liar.
What?
Even experienced ones take a deep breath after every lie they tell. But you've been pumping away like an iron lung.
How dare you talk to me like that?
Get out of here, Miss Evans. I won't take your case.
You won't get it, you insufferable man.
Keep going, keep going.
What?
Keep yelling at me. There's someone outside the door.
Oh, you overbearing, conceited pig. If I were a man, I'd give you the beating of your life.
That's enough. Well, what are you doing out here, mister?
Nothing. I was just...
Hey, come back here, you. You son of a gun, I'll make it much harder for you when I catch you. You gonna stop, you punk, or do I have to dive for you?
Oh, you big ape.
I'm not as slow as I look.
Well, you didn't have to tackle me.
I'm sorry, old man. It's my old football training. Can you get up?
I don't know.
There you are. Now, maybe you'll tell me what you were doing outside my door.
I was keeping an eye on Miss Evans.
That's an interesting pastime. Come on back to the office and tell us why.
It's my job. I'm a private detective.
Well, well. Who hired you?
Mrs. Jeffrey Stanton.
The banker's wife?
Yes. She wants a record of every move Miss Evans makes.
Why?
That's my business.
Well, maybe Miss Evans has an interest in it. Miss Evans! Miss Evans, where are you?
What's the matter?
He's gone.
Gentlemen, to see you, Mrs. Stanton.
Who is it, Carl?
He refused to give me his card, madam. He simply said the fat man is calling.
Fat man? What do you suppose he wants?
Some information, Mrs. Stanton.
Good heavens. What do you mean by coming in here unannounced?
But I was announced. I'm the fat man.
Well, I've never had the pleasure of meeting you, and I certainly don't intend to do so now. Show him out, Carl.
I don't think Carl is man enough, Mrs. Stanton. You'd better let me stay.
What do you want?
Some information about Miss Evans. I couldn't get a thing out of that clam you had following her.
What clam? What are you talking about?
Shall I call the police, Mrs. Stanton?
No. No, I can manage this call.
Very well, madam.
Now then, what were you saying, Mr.... don't believe you mentioned the name.
I didn't. People remember me better as the fat man.
Oh, I know who you are now. Mr. Parker told me about you.
Parker?
The man you very nearly killed in the hall outside your office. said you fell on him like a ton of bricks.
He had no right listening outside my door. Did you really hire him to follow Miss Evans?
I did.
May I ask why?
You shouldn't have to. I thought everybody knew I was anxious to divorce my husband. Miss Evans is just one of the grounds.
One?
The only one I'll need. You see, Mr. Stanton made the mistake of giving her a necklace.
What?
Quite an expensive one, in fact. Matched pearls.
Oh, I see.
You seem disappointed.
In Mr. Stanton?
No, in Miss Evans. You're not a friend of hers, I hope.
Are you sure he gave her that necklace, Mrs. Stanton?
Well, I believe it was a gift. I've never inquired. I don't really care to know how these arrangements are worked out.
In other words, your husband and Miss Evans...
Let's not put it into words, if you don't mind. There'll be enough of that when the case comes up in court.
When the case comes up, Mrs. Stanton, you'll have to prove it. And right now, your star witness, Miss Evans, is missing.
Oh, not really missing. Unless something's happened to her.
What?
I don't know. Frankly, I don't really care. Park will find her sooner or later.
Where?
Probably at my husband's apartment.
Oh. Doesn't he live here?
No. Not regularly.
Well, after meeting you, Mrs. Stanton, I can't say I blame him. Mr. Stanton in?
Yeah, he's in.
O'Hara, what are you doing here, Captain?
Come on in. I'm waiting for the medical examiner.
Oh. Who's dead?
Who do you think? Stanton lived here all alone.
He might have had company.
He did, a little earlier. There's a knife in his chest.
Who put it there?
I don't know. The murderer didn't leave his card. Want to see the body?
He might as well. Where is it?
Right over there in the corner. And leave those chocolate-covered almonds alone. Place hasn't been gone over yet.
When did all this happen?
I don't know yet. I just got here a few minutes ago.
And the body was right where it is now?
I'm sure it hasn't moved.
It's funny, isn't it?
What?
How a guy gets stabbed in the chest without putting up any kind of a fight. No sign of a struggle around here.
So what?
Nothing. I just don't like it, that's all.
Why not?
Because the usual place for a knife is in the back. The chest, you see it coming. You got a chance to protect yourself.
Not if you trust the person that's coming at you. Not if she's your sweetheart or something like that. Then you don't see the knife till it's too late.
What makes you think it's his sweetheart?
I don't. I don't even know if the man had one.
Well, then stop putting a noose around her neck.
Whose noose? What are you driving at?
Nothing. Nothing. I just don't like your theory, O'Hara.
Well, it's apparent he was killed by somebody he trusted. If it wasn't his sweetheart, then...
Will you stop mentioning his sweetheart?
Why? Is she a friend of yours or something?
Don't be funny.
What are you mad at? What's seating you tonight?
Your theories. Stanton could have been sitting in that chair when he was killed. The murderer could have moved the body to throw us off the track.
I doubt it. The murderer didn't even have time to cover up the one clue that's going to convict him.
What's that?
Piece of string in the dead man's hand. You see how Stanton is holding onto it?
String? Looks more like a strong silk thread.
Probably something he tore from the murderer's clothing just before the knife went into his heart.
You don't tear single threads from a person's clothing, O'Hara?
Then what is it?
I don't know. Let's open his hand and see.
Wait a minute. We don't have to open it. I can see something between the fingers.
What is it?
A pearl.
Miss Evans. Miss Evans, if you're in your room, for the love of Mike, open up.
Who is it?
The fat man.
Alone?
Yes, open up, will you?
Well, what's wrong?
Plenty. I've got to talk to you like a Dutch uncle.
Oh, wait a minute. You can't come in.
Shut up. You're in trouble, kid. I'm going to find out just how much. Where did you disappear to when I went after that guy that was following you?
I ran down the stairs. Why?
That's what I want to know. Why?
To get away from him, of course. I knew you wouldn't let him follow me.
I wish I had. Where did you go?
Home.
That's a lie. I've been calling up here all night.
Well, I stopped off for a bite to eat.
Where? At Mr. Stanton's apartment?
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Come on, baby. Tell me the truth. I know half of it now. And I want the other half or I'll call in the cops.
What have I done that's wrong?
Lots of things. Most of them aren't my business. But murder is.
Murder?
You heard me. Don't stand there looking from one of my eyes to the other. Even a lousy actress can look innocent. She's beautiful enough.
Why do you keep saying I'm beautiful?
Because you are. And if I weren't a man and a half, I'd take you in my arms and...
And what?
Never mind.
Go ahead. Do it.
Are you kidding?
Do it. I want you to kiss me, darling.
My name isn't darling.
You never told me what it was. What can I call you?
Nothing.
Oh, you've got to believe me, darling. You've got to trust me.
Why?
Because I trust you. Will you kiss me now?
Yes. Yeah.
You're awfully sweet when you want to be.
Who gave you that necklace you were wearing?
What?
Who gave it to you? Why aren't you wearing it now?
I just took it off.
Where is it?
Don't you believe me?
Where is it? I want to see it.
I've got it.
Where?
Right here on my dresser. Are you satisfied?
Is this the necklace you were wearing in my office?
How many of these trinkets do you think I have?
How do I know? There must be more where this came from. Who gave it to you?
Mr. Stanton.
Why didn't you tell me that before?
Because it was none of your business.
Well, that's a good answer. Is it my business now?
If you want it to be.
How do you want it to be, Miss Evans?
I want it to be Kathy, not Miss Evans.
Okay, Kathy. I'll take your case.
Have I got one?
You will have. The cops will be swarming all over this place by tomorrow morning.
Why?
Don't worry. Everything will be all right.
You didn't feel that way when you came in.
When I came in, I never expected to find this string of pearls. Not in one piece, anyway. You mind if I take them?
What for?
I thought you trusted me.
You still haven't answered my question.
I need these pearls to make your alibi stand up, Kathy. Don't forget, I'm working for you, but the police aren't. Sure these pearls were bought here, Mr. Werner?
Quite sure. I matched them for Mr. Stanton myself.
No chance of a duplicate set looking exactly like these.
Very unlikely. Pearls are almost as individual as people. That's why they're so hard to match.
I see. This is your clasp, of course.
Oh, yes, it was made here.
And the string?
Oh, the string might be anybody's. There's nothing distinctive about a string.
But the pearls are distinctive.
Quite. Why did Mr. Stanton rearrange them?
You mean they're not in the right order?
Oh, the order is correct. But, I only counted 18.
What?
The big one in the center is missing.
Hello.
Hello, Kathy.
Oh, yes.
This is the fat man. Do you want to swing for the murder of Mr. Stanton?
No.
Then do what I tell you.
But I didn't kill him.
Then why didn't you tell me you knew he was dead, you two-faced...
No!
Shut
no.
up. I know you were in Stanton's apartment tonight. You had to be, or you wouldn't have had that necklace back.
I don't know what you mean.
Don't play dumb with me. You picked those pearls up off the floor and strung them together again. All except one.
What?
You stupid little fool. You left the most important one in the dead man's hand.
Oh, no.
Now, this is your last chance, Kathy. Meet me in my office in 15 minutes or I go to the police.
But I...
Be there.
Yes?
It's me, Kathy.
Come in.
What? Mr. Parker, what are you doing here?
Waiting for you. The fat man sent for me.
Where is he?
He'll be back. He stepped out for a few minutes.
Oh?
The fat man wants me to show you something.
What?
Look over there on top of the desk. See it?
What is it?
A pearl. The largest one of a set.
And what's it doing here?
That's the fat man's business. He just wanted me to show it to you. Recognize it?
I don't know very much about pearls.
Then you wouldn't be interested in buying it.
Not from you. Who told you it was for sale?
The fat man. He offered it to me for...
What's the matter?
Shh. There's a microphone hidden in this bowl of fruit. The fat man must be interested in your reactions.
Where do the wires go?
Over here, to the window and down the side of the building. He must be listening in another office.
Well, he won't listen anymore.
Don't do that, you fool. Put that microphone down.
Why?
Because he'll know you smashed it. Do you want to get... Where's that pearl, Miss Evans?
I beg your pardon?
That pearl. You took it off the desk while I was at the window.
Oh, you're mistaken. I haven't been near the desk.
Come on. Give it to me or I'll search you for it.
Let go of me.
Not until you put that pearl...
Ow.
Open your hand.
No,
open
I
it, I said. The fat man will kill me if you get away with this. Come back here, you little devil.
Not on your life.
Just a moment, Miss Evans.
Mrs. Stanton.
Yes. I'll take that pearl, please.
Look out, she's got a gun.
Stay where you are, young lady.
No, you can't make me.
Stop. I told you to stop. You're wanted by the police for the murder of my husband. Get in the cab, Miss Evans.
Where are you taking me?
Get in.
I'll watch you, Mrs. Stanton.
Thank you, Mr. Parker. All right, driver. Hurry. Police headquarters.
Right.
Why don't you start?
Better wait for the light to change, lady.
You gotta wait for me, too.
The fat man.
Surprise. How do you feel, Kathy?
Why, I'm all right.
You better have somebody look at that shoulder. Franklin Hospital, driver. Make it snappy.
Okay.
Just a moment. We're taking her to police headquarters.
With a fresh wound in her shoulder? She needs medical attention.
But I said...
Franklin Hospital, driver, and don't spare the horses. How is she, Doc?
Oh, she'll be all right. Bullet just grazed her shoulder.
You're very lucky, Miss Evans.
You mean you're very lucky? Don't you know it's against the law to go around shooting people?
I couldn't let her get away with that pearl, could I?
Why not? That isn't the one they found in your husband's hand. That's just a hunk of paste.
But you told us all to come to your office so you could trap the one who tried to steal it.
How did you know that?
It was obvious.
That's no excuse for shooting at her, Mrs. Stanton.
Oh, I didn't really shoot. I tried to frighten her more than anything else.
Well, in any case, I'll have to make a report to the police. Will you come with me, Mrs. Stanton?
Certainly.
You're a dead pigeon, Kathy.
What do you mean?
Even a bald-headed jury won't save you on this one.
But I didn't kill him.
I think you did. What's your vote, Parker?
I won't say until I've heard all the facts.
But you know all the facts. Didn't you follow her to Stanton's apartment late this afternoon?
Yes, I did.
Well, how long was she there?
About 20 minutes.
And she went right to the railroad station as soon as she left his apartment.
But I didn't kill him. He was dead when I got there.
Then why did you pick up the pearls and string them together again?
Because I knew I was being framed. Somebody put that necklace in Mr. Stanton's hand.
That's a good one.
It's true. I didn't have the pearls when I went to his apartment.
What?
It was stolen from me this morning.
Can you prove that?
No.
Can you prove it to me, Kathy?
I don't know. Look at me.
I'm looking.
I didn't kill Mr. Stanton. I swear I didn't.
That's not good enough, Kathy. But I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll help you get out of here.
What?
I'll give you a head start on the police.
Don't be a fool.
Mind your own business, Parker.
This is my business. If she killed Stanton...
Go on. Give her a break, will you?
No. I'm just as responsible as you are. You can't make me a party to this.
Then turn your back on it.
You're crazy. It's a felony to assist a criminal. I'm going to call the police.
Get away from that phone.
For heaven's sake, use your head. They'll catch her anyway.
Get away from that phone, I said.
No, don't. Don't. I can't run away. It'll only make it look worse.
Why, of course. The sooner we call the police, the better.
Hello?
Hello. Get me the police department, please.
Yes, sir.
You're not going to make that call, Parker.
What?
You're not going to make that call if I have to pick up one of these knives and jab it into your ribs.
Here, put that down. Put that down, you fool.
Now, you see, Parker... Even on short notice, a man reaches out for the murderer's hand, the hand with the knife.
What?
Don't you understand? When a man comes at you with a knife, you reach for his hand, not for his throat.
What are you talking about?
Stanton. He couldn't have torn those pearls off Kathy's neck. If she came at him with a knife, he'd have grabbed for her hand the way you grabbed mine.
You mean she was framed?
You guessed it. She was framed by a guy who knew every move she made. A guy who knew when he could steal that necklace and plant it in Stanton's hand at the most effective time. Who fits that description, Parker? Who knew every move Kathy made these last 3 days?
Well, why are you looking at me?
Because you're it. You wanted Stanton out of the way so you and Mrs. Stanton could get married and live on Stanton's dough. You're no private detective. I found that out 5 minutes after I met you.
Drop that knife and stay where you are. I've got a gun.
Look out, Kathy. You may use it.
I will if you don't get out of my way.
Hello?
That phone's open, Parker. You're giving the police your whole confession.
What? This... Oh!
Hello? Hello?
Take it easy, Captain. I'm bringing in a murderer. So you and Stanton were just good friends, Kathy?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Must have thought an awful lot of his friends to give them pearl necklaces.
Well, I know you won't believe it, but he was like that. He once gave a surgeon a brand new car just for operating on his hand.
What did you do for the old boy?
I went out with him, let him take me to shows and things.
Well, here's where I get off.
Am I home already?
This is it. Night, Kathy.
Oh, wait a minute. Am I ever going to see you again?
I don't know.
Why not? Don't you like me?
Sure. I like all beautiful women. The trouble is, I fall in love with them.
And what's wrong with that?
Having to fall out. So long, Kathy. Remember, nobody loves a fat man.
Listen again next week at the same time when the American Broadcasting Company brings you another adventure of Dashiell Hammett's exciting new character, the Fat Man.
The Fat Man, on Tuned to Yesterday, the first broadcast in the series from January 21st, 1946 on ABC. And that wraps up this hour of mystery on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's past. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark LeBeaunier. Thanks for tuning in.